He is a two-time lineal champion. He is 36-0, 27 wins by knockout. The number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. You have Crawford v. Brook, November 14th, another big one. Terrence Crawford is my guest. Terrence, nice to have you on. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing all right.
Good, dude. Good to have you. So we're about a week and a half out from you stepping into the ring against Kell Brook. So how has camp gone, and how much are you looking forward to that fight?
Camp has been great. I'm looking forward to the fight. I feel great. I feel ready to go out there and put on a great performance.
Yeah, we got kind of a technical issue. I'm going to try and play through this right now, but it's a little bit sketchy. But we'll see how it goes. Listen, last time out in December, you handled your business with a TKO of Mean Machine. When you step in against Brook, it's going to be 11 months since your last fight. And because 2020 has been such a weird year in sports, and it's interfered with a lot of guys' schedules, how have you gone about approaching the year and staying prepared?
Oh, well, you know, I've been in the gym. Working out with my fellow teammates, with Jamel Herron and Steven Nelson. So I'm always in the gym trying to help my fellow teammates get better. So it wasn't that I was really out of the gym. I'm basically a gym rat, so I stay in the gym, and it was nothing to turn the switch on and getting in fight mode.
He is the welterweight champ. He is the three-time WBO champion, Terrence Bud Crawford, my guest. You know, when you mentioned you're a gym rat, one of my favorite guys literally in any sport is Teddy Atlas. He said the most amazing thing about you. Atlas said you have the greatest instincts that he's ever seen in a fighter. He said you're like Jimi Hendrix in that you create it and you do it and you do things that nobody's ever seen before. Like, that's crazy high praise from a guy like Teddy Atlas. What's your reaction when you hear that? And does that sound about right to you?
Oh, yeah, I just respect it. You know, Teddy Atlas is a Hall of Fame trainer. And, you know, I respect that.
Talking to Terrence Crawford, you know, he is that. I also mentioned in the introduction, you are the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world according to ESPN's rankings. What does that honor mean to you? How much pride is there for you in that?
Oh, To be truthful, I always consider myself number one pound for pound fighter in the world. So that wasn't nothing really new to me.
Yeah, it's because you had a conversation with Andre Ward a few months back where he made the point that everybody got it wrong when they had Lomachenko as the number one fighter in the world. Now that he's lost and you're number one again, does it feel like the world is finally right again? Or you already knew that, to your point?
Well, I already knew that, you know, like I always stated. When asked that question, I always felt like I was number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, and I still believe that.
All right, so as part of that, you've always made it very clear, too, that you're not somebody looking to handpick opponents. You want to fight anybody and everybody. Now, a lot of guys in your spot would only take fights that they know they can win, and there's certain fighters who actually do that. Why do you approach it the way that you do?
Because, you know, you can't be considered the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world trying to pick and choose which fights that you want to take. You know, so I'm willing to put my skills to the test and fight the best.
Talking to Terrence Crawford. Now, as I mentioned, not everybody's going to approach it like that. Do you get the sense that there might be some guys, some of the other names that people throw out as possible opponents for you, that are afraid to fight you, that they're scared to fight you?
Well, I don't know if they're scared to fight me. You know, it's a business at the end of the day. I don't know how they feel about fighting Terrence Crawford. When they know they're fighting Terrence Crawford, they may know that they in for a real fight.
Right. You're undefeated right now. Let me ask you this. Is Errol Spence maybe one of those guys? Like, as an example, you know how big that fight would be and how much interest there would be in a fight like that. But does it seem to you that he actually wants to fight you or not?
Well, I feel like he's interested in fighting me. He just want to make the most out of it, you know, when talking about profit.
Terrence Crawford, my guest. You know, the thing is about your game and your sport, there's so much show to this thing, right? Like, one of the thoughts is you could change your approach and you should be calling guys out all the time and trying to make noise and get under their skin and make them angry so they'll want to fight you. Ward brought that up to you, and I actually really respected your response. You said, quote, "I know what I can do. I know what I'm capable of. So when I say I'm a bleep you up, I mean it," end quote. I mean, why don't more guys have an attitude like that? Like, I just want to fight the best guys around. You know where to find me, and I'm not just going to run my mouth.
Well, you know, some people, they don't believe in themselves the way I do. You know, they can say they do, but at the same time, you know, it takes a lot of courage to go in there and tell a fighter or tell another grown man that you're going to knock him out and really go out there and deliver.
You know, on top of that, too, before I let you go, when I talk to fighters, both in boxing and MMA over the years, they talk about the pressure that comes with wearing the crown, right? The pressure that comes with being a champion, and that anybody who's never had that belt and had to defend the belt don't really know what it's like. So what's it mean to you to be a champion and to accept the pressure that comes along with being that champ and wearing that crown?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, like they say, it's hard enough getting to this point, but it's even harder, you know, staying here. You know, everybody's going to be gunning for you when you're the champ. Everybody. There's not a single person that box that doesn't want your spot. So you got to train extra hard, you know, even harder to stay champion.
Because you're going to get everybody's best shot. So it is tougher to stay there than it is to get there. He would know. He is a three-time WBO champ. He is a two-time lineal champ. He is undefeated. And the fight's coming up on November 14th. It is Crawford v. Brook. He is the welterweight champion. Terrence, great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Good luck on the 14th. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Good talking to you, champ. 36-0, 27 by knockout. The two-time lineal champ. And that fight is November 14th. Pound for pound, top fighter in the world. All right. My thanks to the champ, Terrence Bud Crawford. Phone lines are open. I could get in a phone call or two before the end of the program.